You're listening to the Power Pop Show on KSCU Santa Clara and andhow.fm. It's all Canadian.
Every night she'll close her eyes and remember all the lies. Driven down, demoralized, she's so afraid of you. There's a chance that you might break any word or move she makes. It's amazing what she'll take to get away from you. How does it feel? I hear she's somewhere down the Mexican coast.
time my mind tends to wander. And it's on days like this I think of her most. Oh, she's drifting through my world. My sofa surfer girl.
Power Pop Show's All Canada version. Playing great Canadian power pop for you on today's show. That is a band from Vancouver, British Columbia. They're called the Orchid Highway. That's from their self-titled record from 2007. And a great single there called Sofa Surfer Girl. Try saying that fast 10 times. Before Orchid Highway, we had the Nines. Great pop band from Toronto, Ontario, fronted by the pop talents of Steve Eggers. He's sort of the main man behind the Nines. We heard How Does It Feel from their 2001 album, Properties of Sound. Great, great indie power pop record from the Nines. Before them, Grapes of Wrath, great well-known Canadian band who got their start in the early to mid-80s, soldiered on through the early 90s, disappeared for a while, and they resurfaced a couple years ago with a new record called The High Road, which is a great return to form for that band. They're still together doing shows. Might even be working on a new album. You never know. Anyway, we heard Isn't There track from their 2013 that came out a couple years ago. Grapes of Wrath album, The High Road. And before them, at the top of the hour, music from Elvin and their latest record, Valley of the Kilowatt Hour. Elvin, also from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Very cool band. Let's see. It is quarter past the hour, the second half of the Power Pop Show here on KSCU and rebroadcasting on andhow.fm. We're doing an all-Canadian edition of the show today, all-Canadian Power Pop. And it's pretty good. I got just about enough to fill a good 2 hours. So let's soldier on here with another Canadian band from Ontario, Canada. Pembroke, I believe, the exact town? I have to look that up. They're called Blinker the Star. It's a power pop show. Hail Canada.
Everybody's telling me that which way to go. I can't even call you back until I know.
Guilty of, am I imitation me love before I'm ever done. Just wanna leave it all behind and slip into a dream.
You're listening to the Power Pop Show's all-Canadian tribute today. Music from a band called Starling right there. And now, from the province of British Columbia, this is Danny Echo on the Power Pop Show, all Canada.
You can take a quiet way to explain what you couldn't say. Cause you were confused, but I've not given up, given up, given up on you. Today,
Yeah, it's the Power Pop Show, All Canada Special, one of the more well-known Canadian indie bands there. That's Metric from their Fantasies LP from a few years back. Great single there called Gold Guns Girls. A little new wave sort of flair on that pop track from Metric. We had Danny Echo before that. They're a band from British Columbia, Vancouver area, I believe. We heard a track from their self-titled record from 2009, a song called Giving Up, Giving Up. That was before Metric. And before Danny Echo in that set, Starling, a band that emerged from a previous band that I played earlier on the set today, the Supers. They sort of dissolved in the late 90s and reformed as Starling. Starling put out a record in 2001 called Sustainer, and we heard a track from it called Best Behavior. And before Starling, Ontario, Canada's Blinker the Star, and the song September Already from their August Everywhere LP. It is an all-Canadian edition of the show today. That's the theme. That's the idea. All-Canadian pop and power pop. And we've got a nice, healthy set of it so far. About a half hour left to go on the show. You can check out facebook.com/powerpopshow. I will have today's full podcast and playlist up there later today. So if you tune in later, you missed any of it, be sure to check that page out. You can download or stream the full podcast, whatever your pleasure may be. It is half past the hour. As I said, another half hour left to go. Going to play you another Toronto, Canada band here. Relatively new band. Their debut album was in heavy rotation here at KSCU last summer. They are called Alves, and their self-titled record is a good slice of indie pop. This is a track from it called Party Police on an all-Canada edition of the Power Pop Show. This is Alves. We'll be right back. right. The province of Alberta represented finally on the all-Canadian edition of the Power Pop Show today. They're Tegan and Sarah from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, on an all-Canada special show today. Good to get that one in there. That's from their, when did this record come out? 2004. Tegan and Sarah, they're So Jealous LP, and that track there called I Bet It Stung. We had Always before that. A little newer stuff from them, from their debut record from last year, self-titled album from the Toronto band Always. We heard the song Party Police and music from Metric before that. I think I mentioned everything in that previous set of songs. It is 40 past the hour on an all-Canadian edition of the Power Pop Show. Hope you're digging it. Let's see. It wouldn't be all Canada if I didn't play something from the band The Odds from Vancouver. Great power pop band from the 90s. They resurfaced several years ago with a new record, but I haven't heard much chatter from their corner, so I should dig around and see what they're up to. But great band. Lots of great pop songs in their repertoire, including this one, probably their most well-known track. It was a single released in 1996 and also kicked off their album Nest from that year. It's The Odds on an all-Canadian edition of the Power Pop Show.
In natural selection, I've avoided all detection and the tender bits underneath. All with window dressing and calculated guessing and a bark bigger than my teeth. It was the soup that got me the gig. It was the tear that got me the girl. Someone who is cool. So
All right, there's a treat for you on the Power Pop Show's all-Canadian edition, Zampano. Going back to 1995, that was a band that Carl Newman and New Pornographers was in before starting that later band. And that track there also featured on Rhino Records' Poptopia Power Pop Classics of the 90s compilation. Very cool track from Zampano called The Party Rages On. It appeared on their Sub Pop release called Look What the Rookie Did. We had The Odds before that from 1996, their Nest LP, and the song Someone Who's Cool. Tegan and Sarah, I mentioned before that, also music from Alves. It is an all-Canadian edition of the show today, and I got a few more to get to, including this track on the little more pop-punk side of things. The pop-punk band Chicks Dig It originated, I believe, in Calgary, Alberta. Bunch of cool records through the 90s and beyond. I think they're still around playing shows now. So let's check out Gettin' Air. A little ode to snowboarding, I think, here from their Born on the 1st of July album. Let's rock it up here. Chicks Dig It, an all-Canadian edition of the Power Pop Show.
We'll be right back. Hello, America. It's us, Canada. As your whitest neighbor, we realize you don't think about us very much. But that's okay. Sometimes being on your radar isn't such a good thing. But we've been thinking about you. And I think I speak for all Canadians when I say, what the fuck? Your country is on fire and your leaders are whittling sticks for their marshmallows. Right now, Congress is debating whether guns have the right to marry other guns. And what if...
It's music from the Nils on an all-Canadian edition of the Power Pop Show. Great band there from Montreal, Quebec. Their 1987 self-titled record is a great slab of vinyl from the old college radio days. Track River of Sadness from the Nils, full-length self-titled record. The Doughboys before that. Another relatively obscure Canadian band, not to be confused with the American band of the same name. The Doughboys, around late 80s to early 90s, we heard a track called Fix Me from their Crush LP from 1993. Good sort of punkish power pop from the Doughboys. Before that, Chicks Dig It, Gettin' Air. Quick and dirty track from their Born on the 1st of July LP. And look at that. We filled a full 2 hours with all Canadian power pop, and I got one more to get out of the way. It's a good show closer. One final reminder, if you missed any of the show, you want to check out the full podcast, it will be up later today at facebook.com/powerpopshow. I will have it up there along with the playlist from today. You can see all the great Canadian power pop we featured. And next week, I'll be back with a regular edition of the show, playing you lots of new music here 5 to 7 every Friday on KSCU Live. And we rebroadcast the show twice weekly on andhow.fm, 107.5 FM in New Zealand. Check the website, andhow.fm. And again, the show Facebook page for today's podcast, that's at facebook.com/powerpopshow. Going to leave you with what should probably be my theme song, because it's, well, it's Generation X DJ on E, which somewhat describes my existence. Anyway, it's done for us today by a guy from Toronto, Canada, named Peter Murray. This is from his solo record called Ants and Angels from a few years back. And it's a nice closer to today's All-Canadian special. We'll see you next week on the Power Pop Show. Here's Peter Murray.
He's a Generation X DJ on E, and he's giving you his URL. He's a hottie and a dude as far as you can see, or as far as you can tell, 'cause you're on E as well. He's a Generation X DJ on E, and he's scoping out the TNA. Though he's giving you the creeps and he's twice your age, you're so high that what the hey, you're not an easy land. And the rave, it spins just like the tunes he plays in. And the sound will fill your head for days and days. He's a Generation X DJ on E, and he's giving you his URL. Though he looks like someone from a movie or TV, it's a shame that he spell and doesn't Google well. And the rave, it spins just like the tunes he plays in. And the sound will fill your head for days and days. He's a generous